his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO, as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
The Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, and you are live on Piercing Darkness Radio Broadcast, coming to you every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. I want to thank you for tuning in today. It's going to be a great program, and the Man of God has a lot of great, exciting news for you, as he's going to be sharing the Word of God, sharing testimony, and also upcoming events coming in the ministry. Don't forget, we have two awesome events coming up. The end of May, the 26th and 27th, that's Saturday and Sunday of May next weekend, will be in Delray Beach, Florida for two Nights of Miracles at 400 South Swinton Avenue at the DAF campus. And it's at 7 p.m. You're all invited to come. So wherever you're listening, if you need a miracle in your life, if you have somebody that's sick in their body, whether it's cancer, whether it's incurable disease, or you have someone that just needs prayer, they're depressed or oppressed, whatever it may be, please bring them, and God will set them free. God uses Apostle Solly in an unusual way to pray for unusual cases, and God answers those incredible things. We recently had a testimony of a young lady. Her mother was in she had pneumonia, and she ended up getting so bad that the doctors put her in ICU, and she was on a breathing machine. Well, she came desperate, and she contacted the man of God, came to one of the crusades he had, and she stood in the gap as a point of contact. Just like in the book of Acts, when the apostles prayed over the handkerchiefs, and the people took them to the sick, and they were all healed, or when the shadow Peter healed the sick. The man of God prayed as a point of contact for the daughter, and the daughter went there to the hospital, and the mother was discharged from ICU out of the hospital and back to normal. That is a miracle, because she was facing death, and death left, and God granted her more years after the man of God prayed for her. So that's the power of God. The Bible says the power of God unto salvation. That's what's going to change this generation. And that's what God is using Apostle Solly to do in this region, in this territory, and around the world. So that's this coming Saturday and Sunday, the 26th and 27th of May, 7 p.m. And for more information, you can call us after the show or during the show. We have a prayer partner standing by. It's 561-337-9018. Or you can go to the website and go to the events page. It's powerevangelism.net. That's one word, powerevangelism.net. Or you can just Google Apostle Ronald Solly, Power Evangelism, and you can find it right there on the website. And also, August 10th and 11th, Friday and Saturday, we have an awesome two nights of miracle citywide, nationwide crusade for anyone who wants to come from any part of Florida, around the United States, or around the world, wherever you're in this broadcast. It's going to be at the Raymond F. Kravis Center, and it is free to come to, and it is free admission and free parking, so you're all invited. That's going to be 7 o'clock on the 10th and 11th, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome event. We have a special website for that. It's called twonightsofmiracles.com, twonightsofmiracles.com. You can go there and get all kind of information. You can register. It is free to attend, but the reason we'd like you to register so we can have a welcome package for you and your family. Even if you don't register, just come and show up. They'll give you a ticket and you come in free and you come and experience the power of God. Great, awesome worship. You can preach an on-time prophetic word that will change your life and also bless you and your family. So these are two exciting events. Next weekend in Delray Beach, the 26th and 27th, and then August, the 10th and 11th. Two awesome crusades coming up in the area there. So please visit our website. If you have a prayer request, submit them. We'd love to pray for your needs. And if you say, well, I like the teachings, I like the worship, I like some of the things that I hear on the radio station, how do I get a hold of that stuff? We have all kind of different products, books, teachings, and different worship stuff, CDs you can get on the website. They're all for just a love donation, and you can get them right there on the website, and they'll be shipped right to your home. So again, thank you for tuning in every Saturday. This is Piercing Darkness with the light of Jesus Christ and the power of God to bring souls to Jesus. That's why the man of God does this show, to encourage you, strengthen your faith, and also to help you and your family and those in need, and pray for them. So if you have a prayer request, please submit it on our website or call us. We want to pray for you. And if you have a testimony from listening, or maybe you've been healed in one of the crusades, please call us and let us know. We'd like to be encouraged by your testimony and hear what God's done in your life when the man of God has prayed for you or you've attended one of the services. And don't forget, also this Sunday, if you have you're at home on your TV after church, you can tune in to Channel 61 or 13. Also, I think it's on 436 Hotwire and Xfinity HD. You can watch Piercing Darkness television show. It's every Sunday at 5 o'clock to 5:30 with Apostle Solly. It has preaching, it has testimonies, has messages from all the crusades around the world he goes, and also local there in South Florida in Palm Beach and Treasure Coast area. He does crusades, and you can experience those and see those and be a part of that on watching your TV. You can record it on your DVR if you're out and about. Come back and watch it on demand there. So again, thank you for tuning in to this Piercing Darkness. We're going to go live for the studios with the man of God here. Worship the word of God and encourage you and strengthen you. And one more thing, don't forget, if you have social media, please go like Apostle Ronald Solly on Facebook. You can follow him on Instagram. He's about harvesting souls on Instagram, or type his name in, Apostle Ronald Solly. Also on Twitter, JC is holy, or type in Apostle Ronald Solly. And if you go to the website homepage, click on the icons, or also the YouTube channel there, and you can subscribe and hit notifications. So every time he comes on, you'll get that. And also the Periscope app. It's a new app, came out about a year and a half ago, and you can watch live videos of teaching, sometimes in his office, his study room, or also in services. You can do that. Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a friend, a listener, and a partner, and God bless you. Enjoy this show. Enjoy this broadcast. Tell your friends about it every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here in the Treasure Coast and Palm Beaches. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good. Jesus is holy, and his name is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. When we worship Jesus, we crown him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our worship enters the throne room and it begins to minister, set the atmosphere, and the angels of God are released to blow the trumpets of victory in battle. Never cease to praise him, never cease to worship him. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, regardless of what you're going through in your life, financially, emotionally, in your marriage, whatever you're dealing with. Worship God and give him praise and trust him to deliver you. Nothing is impossible when you believe. God is good and his mercy endureth forever. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. We have a prayer line that's open for you to call in for prayer. And we want to stand with you in prayer today and take that time to pray and stand with you and believe God to fix that situation in your life. Now, if you're joining us on Facebook, and you can share this broadcast so your friends can watch it. Now, if you're listening to us for the first time, this is a Piercing Darkness show where the power of God is demonstrated and also released through the airwaves to activate your faith to take limits of God. So enjoy every moment of it. We're going to go to some powerful testimonies that happened in our meetings. These people testify of the goodness of the Lord. What God did for them is amazing, because it's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit, as they testify of the goodness of the Lord. Let your faith be released to the next level in Jesus' name. 561-337-9018, call the prayer line.
Picture to apostle, and I told him what was going on. He kneeled down at the altar in Aiken, South Carolina, and he took her picture. First he held it up. He held it up. Then he knelt down to the altar, and he said, tonight, I want you to watch and see what God is going to do. He said, when you see me again, you're going to have a testimony. And the baby, she had all kind of machines hooked up to her. She couldn't even eat like a normal baby. They had a feeding tube running through her nose and all kind of oxygen and all kinds of stuff. And to God be the glory, even shocked the doctors, she is now a normal baby. The left side of her heart is now functioning like it's supposed to. And all of the equipment that she was hooked up to, it's been removed. So she's eating normally, everything. And she's about to start walking also. So that's the before picture that Apostle prayed over. And that's the after picture. She just turned one, and she's a normal baby. To God be the glory. And also, real quick, before I forget, I forgot to even tell Apostle, my niece was 17. The doctors had found a lump in her breast. And she was even afraid to come up in Aiken, South Carolina. Do you remember that, Apostle? And so he told her also, he told her to drink some water. He prayed over the water, a little miniature bottle of water. He told her to drink it. So the doctors want to cut and do biopsies and all this stuff, but we said wait. So I brought her to Apostle. She was afraid, but she came up, and he said, you too will have a testimony. So when she went back to the doctor, I think it was like the following week, that lump was no longer there. They're talking about, we thought it was something, but it's nothing. To God be the glory.
God bless you. Hallelujah. That's what we call the power of God. Miracles still happen. God changes the story.
Hi, how are y'all? My name's Laura, and I came to a crusade in Greenville about 4 years ago. And my husband and I were separated, and Apostle had prayed for my marriage in the name of Jesus. And I hadn't spoken to my husband in 5 months. He didn't have my phone number and I didn't have his. And in 2 weeks, my husband was looking for me and we got back together. and he said he couldn't stop thinking of me. And at the very next crusade, my husband got saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful. And Apostle had also told me I had a check in the mail, and within a month, the check came to my grandmother's house. Yes, so thankful. And here's my husband back here.
And who is this?
Oh, this is Peyton.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Say hello. Yes.
Hi. Amen. God bless you.
Thanks.
Let's clap to Jesus for the... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Can you briefly tell him about Jeremiah?
Jeremiah is my cousin's son. When he was born, he couldn't breathe. So he had to have 5 operations. When he was going to have the 6th one, because the doctor said that every time they did the surgery on him, his nose keep closing. So they put the tube on his nose because every time after the surgery, they had to check him to see how it's doing. Because after the 5 surgery, the nose was keeping on closing back again. When he had to go for the 6th surgery, I told his parents to bring Jeremiah to me. I'm going to take him to Apostle, because I know if he prays for him, he's gonna get healed. So it was on Wednesday. I went to the Bible study. I took Jeremiah to Apostle. The next day, the parent took him for the surgery. Before the surgery, they did a test. When the doctor did the test, they found that everything was okay. He didn't have to have it. I'm sorry, because I'm kind of nervous. I'm not used to testifying, so I thank God, because he got his healing, and I thank Apostle for that.
Come on, she did very well. God bless you. Hallelujah. When she brought the baby had tubes all over him, and I held him in my hands and prayed, and the Lord did a mighty wonder. Brandon, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What God did for the baby, because when it comes to church, could you switch it to number 2? Yeah. Over here. Whenever she brings the boy to church, you know, he comes to church, when he watches everywhere I go, he looks at me. How old is he now?
5.
And he pays attention to everything, because he knows he's a walking miracle. How many of you are ready to receive miracles tonight? How many of you are ready to receive miracles tonight? Amen. We're going to hear one more.
Hey, y'all. Back in 2014, today, I lost my first baby. I was 24, almost 25. And the way that I lost her, it wasn't normal. I had a condition called preeclampsia, and I had severe swelling. I went from 127 pounds to 188 pounds in 7 months. That's like 60-something pounds. So The day that I lost her, I ended up having a seizure. And I knew I was having a seizure, so I started praying. The seizure stopped. So I was like, thank you, Jesus. And I was getting ready to go downstairs, because I was at my mom's house at the time. I was going to go downstairs and eat. But God said, don't move. So I didn't move. About 5 minutes later, I had another seizure. And my eyes closed involuntarily, and my mouth closed involuntarily. But before my mouth closed completely, I was able to scream so my mama could hear me. So when I woke up or came out of the seizure, my mama said that I was choking on my vomit. My blood pressure was like 171 over like 130. My blood sugar was extremely low. So I had four different things going on that could have killed me individually. But none of it took me out. So when I got to the hospital, they couldn't find my baby's heartbeat. And I had to carry my baby 2 days knowing she was dead inside of me. And I could feel her balled up on the right side of my stomach. That in itself would make you lose your mind. And when I was little, I used to sing this song at church, keep my mind, keep my mind, keep my mind all the time. I didn't understand. I think people sing that and don't really understand what keeping your mind really is. But I found out during that trial, because I didn't know how I was going to make it. I didn't care if I lived. I wanted to die just because my baby wasn't here. It's something to walk in the hospital with your baby, but when you don't leave with your baby, that's just the worst. So anyway, I went to this church. This apostle prayed for me, and I kind of came back to myself. And the day that she prayed for me, I looked in the mirror, and I said, I look like death. I knew I was going to die if I didn't get to somebody. So she prayed for me, kind of went back to normal. About 4 months later, I got pregnant again. And most people don't know. My family don't even know I got pregnant again. But I ended up having an ectopic pregnancy. So I'm like, God, like, what's going on? Why can't I carry a child? And so I had to get my right tube removed completely. And the surgery took longer than expected because the doctor said that the doctor that did my C-section with the baby that I lost, he said that doctor sewed my stomach and my intestines together. And I know that if I had not had that second pregnancy, I would have died, because the doctor said that it would have abrupted and I would have died. Nobody would have known why. But when I had that ectopic pregnancy, I called Apostle, and Apostle started praying for me. And when he prayed for me, it felt like five of my fists were coming out of me. And I was like, what is this? And it felt like it popped. And the blood had a different texture, and the blood was black. And I was like, what is this? I'm trying to listen to Apostle pray, but I'm trying to figure out what's going on too, because that's not normal. Black blood. And to feel that coming out of me, this wasn't normal. So I said, Apostle, after he finished praying, I was like, Apostle, did you know that while you were praying, blood started coming out of me and it was black? He was like, yeah, I know. Somebody put a curse on your womb. So I was like, wow. You know, why would anybody want to do this to me? But got past that. Back in 2015 in Evans, Apostle came to Evans, and he called me on stage. He kind of told the audience my testimony. And when he was ministering to me, and he told me, he was like, what do you want? Tell God what you want. Do you want a boy or do you want a girl? So I'm like, God, I don't know what I want to say, because I want a girl and a boy. But I didn't tell Apostle this. So he's just stood there, like, looking up in the corner. So I was like, well, what is he doing? So So he was like, God says you're going to have a girl, my daughter Michelle, and he said, and you're going to have a boy, my son Derek. So I thank God for my children, and I'm done having children. Thank God. Amen.
Give God praise. Give God praise.
We give God praise for those powerful testimonies. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. A prophetic word was spoken over the young lady, and a deliverance was released because she stepped out by faith, reached out by faith. The Bible says you have not because you ask not, and when you ask, you receive not because you ask amiss. When you come into the atmosphere where God is moving, miracles will take place. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible when you believe. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In these miracle crusades, we experience the power of God. And I want to invite you to come to our crusade. We have that is coming up in Dara Beach at the DF Campus, 400 South Swinton Avenue. This crusade is next week, Saturday and Sunday. So you can experience the power of God. That woman would have died if she didn't come in the glory to receive her deliverance. She would have not had those children after the first baby died in her womb. God delivered her from the spirit that was there messing up with the womb. It was cast out. And it was trying to destroy her life. The Lord stopped it. Jesus never fails. And hears our cry when we pray. And a lot of testimonies. We hear all these testimonies. And you ask yourself a question. How did they receive their miracle? They believed. They came in the atmosphere where God is moving. We are about to witness unusual manifestation of the Holy Spirit, because the only way we can reach this generation is when the power of God is demonstrated. It's not eloquence of speech. You know, even the apostle talks about it. I desire to know nothing except Christ has been crucified. I'm a preacher with not an enticing words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not lie in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So God's power is real, and you can receive your deliverance, your healing, your miracle when you come in the atmosphere where God is moving. And we can step out of doubt and unbelief and fear and receive what God wants us to receive. The Lord has removed cancers from people, HIV, AIDS. I prayed for this brother who had AIDS, and God has healed him, and he's not afraid to testify. He has gone back multiple times, and they ran tests after tests, and all the results come back negative, negative, negative. So we give God glory for what he's doing. It's not a work of a man, but it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is Lord, and he never fails. He says, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So trust the Lord and lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So we invite you to come to this crusade, and you're going to be blessed, and you're going to be empowered, and you're going to be delivered. And also join us at the our crusade in August. It's going to be an international gathering of men and women that have come to worship God and experience the unlimited power of God. And it's going to be at the Kravis Center, August the 10th and 11th. Mark your calendar. We also want to remind the young people, we have camp coming up next month, June the 11th through the 16th. We're going to go to Ridgecrest. So you can sign up and send your young people to come and get revived and awakened. With the things that are happening today, our prayers go out to the families of those that lost their loved ones. 10 people taken out in cold blood, shot, and it's wickedness of this young man who was looking for maybe fame, whatever, drive him. We know it's demonic. And those families are left devastated. You know, the media may not be talking about it today because of the what's happening in the UK. But, this is very important for parents to pray for your children when they go to school. And also young people, if you can hear the sound of my voice, you need to take God's word serious. Because the wicked ones out there to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And when people see something like that happening on media, they copycat it. It's like it's an inspiration to people that are evil. And the gospel must be preached, and prayer must go forth for these schools in America, because it's not normal that every month something is happening. And matter of fact, there was another shooting somewhere in Atlanta yesterday. I believe it was in Atlanta. While there's a shooting in Texas, in another school. So young people, it's time to seek the Lord and turn from your wicked ways and seek God with all your heart, because God loves you. 561-337-9018. The lines are open for prayer. You can call and we can stand with you in prayer. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 11. It's a very powerful chapter that we're going to break forth as we enter into the Word. It's powerful to know what the Word of God teaches about faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, 9018. 561-337-9018. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. By it he, being dead, yet speaketh. This is a powerful revelation that I'm about to share that will activate your faith to step into a new realm. You see, why is this substance of things not seen available to our souls and to our heart? Because faith is a heart matter. When you receive the Word of God in your heart, then faith cometh. So, the word faith is so powerful that it will not, and it cannot be misinterpreted. You have to catch the revelation if you're going to walk and live by faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith communicates God's intentions. Because faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing God's word. So that's why it's called a substance of things hoped for. Faith communicates God's intentions. It's very powerful. What is God's intentions for your life? Get in the word and get faith. How are you going to receive faith? Get in the word. If you're going to address the enemy and expect to address him in doubt, he's not going to move an inch. So the Lord gave me that revelation. Faith communicates God's intentions. When the Lord was teaching his disciples to pray, he said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God has a mind. God thinks. God has a will. God has an idea. And he has a plan. But can this plan be revealed to you? We all have plans. It's human beings. God has a plan. When your child is born, oh, I want my baby to become a doctor. I want my baby to become a politician. I want my baby to become this. What does God want them to be? So then they have to battle over what their parents want them to be, or what God wants them to be, or what their friends want them to be, or what they want to be. But God is always put on their side, and many people waste their life doing things God never intended for them to do. So it's wise to seek God's counsel and direction. And that's where faith comes in as a serious ingredient in your spiritual growth and spiritual walk, and the ability to develop in the right direction. So things we do outside faith are called sin. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if we're going to do something, when I do what I do in the kingdom, God is doing it through me because I step out by faith. So if you step out by faith and then God rewards you for the faith, then those that don't believe, they begin to criticize you, but they're not willing to release their faith. So if you're not willing to release your faith, why should you criticize someone who has released their faith? Have you heard people say that God doesn't heal today? God doesn't do miracles today? They're not talking out of faith. They're talking out of fear and analyzing things from their understanding. So God's word does not expire like medicine. Your Tylenol expires. You know, all medications expire, but God's word doesn't expire. Oh, that's the Old Testament. No, Jesus Christ was there before the Old Testament. Jesus Christ was there before Adam. And some people say, well, I have to see to believe. No, the Bible says you have to believe to see. So we see in verse 5. By faith, Enoch was trusted that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now ask yourself the question. This man, his faith was so unique that he marched from this life to another life, and he never came back again because God took him to glory in a unique way. Faith is so powerful. Faith is more powerful than a nuclear bomb. I don't care. You could put all the other nukes, you couldn't stop the sun from shining. But Joshua commanded the sun to stand still, and the battle was going on, and it continued to shine until they defeated the enemies. That is faith, to make that kind of declaration. He was not on meth. He didn't take no drug. This man just reached out in faith and did something that was unusual. It says in verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek him. So when you come to God and he communicates to you his intentions, that communicate from the Lord activates faith in you. And when that faith is activated in you, then you can pray results. So we don't just pray, but we pray results. So we have a sister in our church, a mother got this pneumonia, and it was high level aggressive. The mother goes to another church, the daughter comes to our church, and she came and presented the request. So I call her forward during the service, and I prayed for her as a point of contact and rebuke the spirit of death that had come to claim her mother, because her mother was in the hospital and she was in a coma, and they'd put her in a machine, her entire body in a machine to, you know, to help her recover from that process. But she was in a coma. So next to death, from the coma, you die. So I called her out of that situation. I spoke a declaration in faith. Immediately, God moved. And a woman came last week and testified how the Lord restored her life. And she said she used to have one foot in and one foot out. So she was playing with her Christianity. But now she's not going to play with her Christianity anymore, because God saved her life. That is faith. So the intentions of God were communicated by that powerful prayer that set the atmosphere for the miracle to unfold in the life of this woman. You know, the devil is a thief. He likes to steal the word that God has spoken over your life by getting you to doubt and question. You see, the Bible says when evening was come, they brought unto him those that were sick, and he healed them. Jesus healed the sick and set captives free to demonstrate the love of the Father, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, though whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. By faith, now being warned of God of things not seen yet, as yet, moved with fear, prepared and act to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteous, which is by faith. This man built an ark. Today, if you talk about the return of the Lord, they think you've lost your mind, but Jesus is coming back soon. You see what's happening. What happened in Jerusalem last week is a move to the right direction. What's happening in the world is a sign of the coming of the Lord. The level of corruption that is being exposed today, and other things are turning up, and the anger in people, the rage, the confusion. It is a time for you as a believer to stand firm in Christ and in faith, and not be firm in faith and not be moved in fear. You don't have to fear nothing. The Bible say, perfect love cast out all fear. Eternity, God has a plan. Think about the lava and the volcano eruptions in Hawaii. I mean, Hawaii is in a state of emergency now because things are going crazy there. I mean, people have to be evacuated. The air is polluted. And that could be happening somewhere. You think about the possibility of an earthquake taking place on the mainland United States. That's why it's important to pray, because if you have something like that happening in Hawaii, it's just a matter of time before an earthquake takes place here. So it's important to pray. And you can't just look at the news and say something is happening there, so it's not happening to my here, I don't have to worry about it. No. At the end of the day, you need God. And this is the time to turn to God now. You see, we've seen God protect this area from hurricanes through the years. That's the mercy of God. But it's not that, that doesn't mean that if God is saving this area from destruction of hurricanes, then people should just go back to their evil ways. No, turn from the wicked ways. It takes faith to turn to God and believe that he can watch over you, take care of you, and build your heart into the right direction. So get to know the will of God for your life. There is the perfect will of God, and there is the permissible. So stay in the perfect will of God and learn to exercise faith, because without faith it is impossible to please God. Before I finish, I want to emphasize on learning how to interpret God's intentions. And when you learn to do that, it's going to help you to walk in victory. Now, God speaks through dreams. The Lord speaks through dreams. God also communicates in visions. God also speaks through prophets. God also will speak through a donkey. We see in a situation where somebody could not hear, the donkey had to open their mouth and speak. So, how was a donkey able to communicate to warn this man before he would be struck by an angel? Because he was going to do something that God did not permit, to curse the children of God. And the Lord stopped him. So, when you receive God's instruction, and you need to act on it immediately, do not procrastinate. You have to act on it, because now when you release your faith, then you can expect the manifestation. The Lord will always come through. Now, when we talk about finances, people want to hear what God is saying, because that area is so close to your heart. You see, the closest thing to you is your money. In most situations, we see how people have now idolized it and began to worship it. The Bible says the love of money is the root of evil, but you have to understand, having it doesn't mean you're wicked. God wants to bless you, but it cannot govern you. You have to govern it. So you have to learn that principle of hearing God's voice when it comes to giving, when it comes to releasing your faith in that area. So practice your faith, developing your faith in that area, and also practice to hear God's voice when it comes to issues that really concern you, your children, your life, even when you're dealing with offense. So it takes faith to forgive somebody who has not apologized, but it also takes faith to forgive somebody even when they have apologized. But you have to have faith to forgive them, knowing that, you know, they offended you. Today you're going to deal with offense at work, on the highway. People are angry, you know. And people sometimes they're careless when they may offend you intentionally, unintentionally. But you have to learn to deal with the things in faith. So faith is when we really look at things from God's perspective, and then we retain His perspective on the situation, and then we can begin to walk in the promised land. Because the promised land, there's no fear. There's no distress. You know, I was talking to people in the church the other day, and I shared something that God dropped into my spirit. Why is it that the people of Israel, when they were being led by God to go to the promised land, it took them a long time? Because the enemy distracted them from the glory. If the Lord led them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, then why are they complaining? Were there no graves in Egypt that He brought us to die here in the wilderness? But the glory is right there in front of them. They can see it, but they could not see it because their mind was distracted. So the enemy's strategy is to distract you. To distract you by your problems, or by the challenges you face, or by your needs, or by what people say, or by the enemy's antics and the enemy's theatrics. Because the enemy has theatrics. When they saw this, they had to battle these powers, but the glory is right there. So you ask yourself, why do we have to pray if God is here? Why do we have to fast if God is here? Why do we have to, you know, do this and that? The reason why you have to do that is because God has given you a free will. Number two, there is an enemy out there trying to stop you, and God will never force Himself into your life. You have to ask Him to come. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. And when you ask, you receive not because you ask amiss. So knowing how to ask in the right way, knowing how to remove open doors. Because when the glory is present and you have open doors, you got to close them. Because when those doors are open, they allow the enemy to access and begin to cause confusion. So if you have unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart, that is an open door for the enemy to introduce some infirmities in your life. I'll never forget, I was ministering in San Antonio, Texas, and they brought me a woman in a scooter. She could not walk. She was crippled. And when I walked to her to lay hands on her, God spoke to me and said, she has unforgiveness. Ask her to forgive before I heal her. So I talked to her. I said, you need to forgive someone. She was shocked because I flew in from Minnesota and I'm in San Antonio, Texas. How do I know that she has unforgiveness? So I prayed. So she began to cry. And I led her through the prayer to forgive the person who offended her. And immediately the crippleness left her. And she got up and began to walk. And then the place was screaming and excited. And she went back home. The next day, on Sunday morning, she went to her church. And they were so excited to see her moving because she had been there. Crippleness for many years. That Sunday night, as I was preaching in the church, the entire church came. The biggest percentage of church members came to see who's the man that prayed for this woman. That's the glory. Faith was able to communicate God's intention for this woman when she let go her unforgiveness and bitterness. So she was able to receive God's word because now she let go the enemy's hold on her body. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see, the Lord had no unforgiveness in him. And the level that, okay, I'm going to make a very powerful statement. We're supposed to die daily, to crucify the flesh and die to things that really the enemy throws to us. You know, you can never fail from the when you fall prostrate before the Lord in worship or in prayer, you can't fall from that position. That's the position of winning. Now, number two, this is very important. Jesus forgave instantly. When the offense came, he didn't take it. Now, that takes a lot of death to do that. Because whenever offense comes, it's like a force. But we take it. And then it stays on us for hours, days. Jesus never took it. Jesus forgave instantly. Father, forgive them for they do not know what they're doing. That level of faith should be your goal. How do you reach that level where you will not take offense at all? Jesus never took it. And they're spitting on him, ridiculing him, and say, Father, forgive them. If Jesus had taken that offense right there, he would have not finished his assignment because the enemy did everything to get him to get offended so he can back out of his assignment. But he stayed focused, engaged the enemy, and gave him the best whoop, knockout. Jesus Christ triumphantly defeated Satan through humility. And that's why the devil can do nothing to the name of Jesus. So the Father is exalting the name of Jesus above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. There are battles that you're facing right now. You won't move anywhere to the position of victory unless you humble yourself and let go of the unforgiveness and the bitterness. That is a door that you must close. And once you close the door, you're going to see the victory unfolding in your life. So God has a plan to give you victory, but by faith, that a mountain must be removed out of your life. So you must do some forgiving, soul searching, and let go of that unforgiveness and the bitterness in your life. And see the Lord make things move the right direction in the name of Jesus. And the people said, amen. I've been blessed by this word. I believe you've been blessed by this word in Jesus' name. I'm going to make an altar call. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess my sin and renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Lord, write my name in the book of life. I accept it in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. Stay in Christ and remain committed to him because he's coming back. It's one of the signs we see in the last days is the falling away. People backsliding, walking away from the Lord, abandoning their calling. You know, do you know how many pastors quit ministry because either they're hurt, they're offended, people quit, left the church, stopped supporting them? You see, you don't understand that at the end of the day, the enemy will not win if Jesus is glorified. He says, if I'm lifted up, I'm going to draw men unto me. That's the key. is to lift up Jesus. And in your life, always remember that the enemy wants you to hide under the table. You don't take the candle and hide it under the table. You put the candle on top of the table so it can light up the region, light up every. You see, your faith has to be demonstrated. It can't be released without boldness, because that would be boldness. So as you pray and spend time in prayer and decree God's word over that situation you're dealing with, you're going to see things turn and change and get better in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe you've been blessed by the word. I'm going to pray for you. Thank you, Father, for those that are hearing the sound of my voice on the airwaves, and even those that are watching me on Periscope and Facebook, those who are listening on the internet that need healing in their body, give it to them. Those that need deliverance, deliver them. And those who want to come out of poverty, get them out of it. Give them ideas, innovative ideas, and offer your glory in Jesus' mighty name. I decree and I declare there will be testimonies for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I pray the prayer of faith is a simple prayer, but it has power to shift things. Receive it in Jesus' name and give thanks to God, for things are going to get better. Listen to this. You can listen to this message again on a replay. Go to On Demand on the website and you can be able to enjoy it. We have a website. You can go to our website, pyevangelium.net, to submit your prayer request. You can also go to our website to know our upcoming events. We're going to be in Delray Beach next week at the DF campus, Saturday and Sunday at 7:30 p.m. It's free admission, free parking. Bring the oppressed, the sick, and those that need cancer, direction, deliverance, and God's going to touch them and deliver them. And then we're going to be at the Kravis Center, August the 10th and 11th. So mark your calendar, look forward to see you there. And may the good Lord encourage you and bless you. I want to remind you that we have a TV show that comes on every Sunday at 5 p.m. on channel 1361 and 436 HD. If you have Xfinity cable, you can find us on channel 13 and also on 436 HD. And also, if you have Hotwire, you can find us on channel 12. We also want to remind you that we have services Sunday morning and night. You can go to our website to get information about our events and services. God is a good God, and the best is yet to come. Let your faith be released, and that situation is going to get better. And I want to hear your testimony. You can write to us your prayer request, P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. God bless you. I'll be back next week.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.